Welcome to our Advent Reflections. This year, we're relating the gospel to popular culture by looking at the movies. I'm James Abbott of the Catholic Communications Network, and I'm talking to Father Peter Malone from the Cygnus Film Desk. Cygnus is the World Catholic Association for Communication. First week of Advent, Sunday. Peter, we're talking about deep impact. Tell me why you've selected that one.
It might seem a strange choice for the first Sunday of Advent, but the Gospels for this day tend to be a bit alarming or perhaps alerting, that times are difficult, that there are threats, and that we have to be ready for the coming of God into our world. And that was very true, I think, of that film, disaster film from the 90s, Deep Impact, where an asteroid was actually hurtling towards the Earth, and people had to make decisions about what the future would be. Could people be saved, or could a select group be saved? And that was the problem facing the American government, because these films always take place in the United States.
The larger comet is the size of New York City, 500 billion tons. If it can't be stopped, all life on Earth will perish. So for the past 8 months, the United States and Russia have been building the largest spaceship ever constructed, the Messiah. This is the crew that will stop the comets. We all hope for the best, but we've prepared for the worst. To ensure our way of life goes on, a network of immense caves has been constructed. We're going to hold a national lottery. We can put 1 million people in them for 2 years. It is our new Noah's Ark.
Where's the hope in this, the hope of Advent?
The hope, I think, was that people were accepting the reality of the human existence, its limitations, including death. But if they made an effort and that they prepared for the future, then there was a future. And that was the role of the American government in this particular film. And we have quite a range of people, especially those generous to give up their lives for others, so that there was a self-sacrifice even as they anticipated God's coming into our world.
And what about community and bringing together this motley crew?
It was a great effort, and unfortunately it was done by lottery, and so there was a great deal of panic. And the Gospels actually indicate in Jesus' words that this is how he talks about these strange apocalyptic times. And as I said earlier, and St. Paul uses it, a warning that in Advent times we need to be alert. We need God's presence, and God is coming.